Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What makes America, America? What makes the United States different and special was the Bill of Rights and Constitution. An upright people that weren't going to be slaves or subjects of the crown, of the elite. And now that's all being swept away under the guise of anti-terrorism when those using terror to scare us into submission in truth are themselves indeed the terrorists. We have FBI, we have generals, we have the White House saying terror attacks will happen. The summer of terror, give all your rights up, we're going to get into that. I want to go over some executive orders. A caller mentioned some of them. I want to go over some of them in this hour. We have Jim Tucker from American Free Press, who's been covering Bilderberg Group for 20, now 6 years. Coming up, he's going to be going over to Europe to cover their next meeting. That's coming up in the next hour. But let's go ahead and go back to your important phone calls. Charlie in South Carolina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I called the Hollings office. And that woman was elated when I congratulated him for his truthfulness. You know, he had just about all the papers, I guess, had it. The American Free Press had it. Did you read that?
Well, tell people a little bit of background about the senator you called and exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you know, about the connection between the Israel and the war and so forth, and Pearl and Mustowitz and so forth. You didn't read that?
Well,
article?
I know he went over some of that, and Saudi Arabia is saying that the globalists are behind the terror and that it's being used to destabilize them, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, but anyway, I called him up, and there's other people calling him up also, and, I mean, she was quite happy that I called, that took the time to call. Maybe other people should call him, too.
Okay.
I mean, I can give them the local number if they want the local number.
That's...
Huh?
You want to give out the senator's phone number?
Yeah, here. From South Carolina, it's 1-803-765-5731.
Okay, Charlie, what else is on your mind?
That's about it. I got a hard time getting you out here. As a matter of fact, today is about the only day I've gotten you in the last month.
Well, I'm sorry your station isn't coming in too well. I would also add to that, Charles. Did you hear the caller say that they were? I know right now they are having the New York section with the New York officials, those complicit. Testified before the Whitewash Commission, and that people jumped up and said, what about the planes being ordered to stand down? What about Building 7? And that C-SPAN actually cut the feed.
Yep.
I know last year, I did get the tape of this, they had a general at a town hall meeting about how good the police state is, and people jumped up and said, it's the New World Order, and he said, that's it, we're canceling it, and walked off.
Well, they're not going to show you. They're not going to bring that out. Okay, the media is controlled by the same people that Hollings was talking about.
Well, I mean, I think obviously that's one of the mafias involved in all of this, but I wouldn't say the preeminent mafia. Thanks for the call, Charles. Charlie, let's go ahead and go to Bob. Bob, where are you calling us from?
Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to stand up against this evil force that's trying to bomb this country into inoperativeness, and there's ways to do it. Sounds pretty far-fetched, but we can do it. I'm contacting the extraterrestrials.
Yeah, you've called before. Thanks.
Yeah,
for the call.
Wait.
Thanks for the call, Kook. Yeah, just give me a break. Come on, man. My show's about real stuff, real things. Don't throw that into the middle of how you magically have all this power and you're in contact with a mothership like Louis Farrakhan. Give me a break. I don't have time for games, Mr. Delusional. Sam in North Carolina. Sam, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. I'm going to have to hold you over, but go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to call to confirm what the other gentleman said on C-SPAN.
Yes,
sir. I've been watching C-SPAN all morning. They did cut the feed. This gentleman with fairly long hair stood up, and he started basically the protest, and everybody on stage just got up and walked out. And they showed a clip of it on CNN, but they cut the feed on there as well. It just shows the blank out. You can see the video, but you can't hear the audio.
Ah, yes. Can't have the audio. Now, stay there. I want to come back and talk about this with you. Sam, I want to hear more from you. Big Brother cutting the feed. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, the report that we're confirming is that the 9/11 Bush business partner, Bin Laden business partner commission that tried to have Kissinger run it, remember, it's a total staged event. They've got all the New York people up there putting out their lies of, it's all the firefighters and police's fault that we had more of them die because they were fighting with each other. First, they said that their equipment all malfunctioned. Then it turns out they had all the transmission tapes and declared national security because it had firefighters finding bombs. And that was even in the Associated Press. And reporting bombs as well. But some folks stand up and say, what about the plane standing down, you know, the jet fighters? What about Building 7 and the C-SPAN feed gets cut? We're talking to Sam in North Carolina, who saw their little edited version, obviously from a CNN camera. They have had CNN cameras there, of a different image of them cutting the feed and then the commission just walking out of there. What exactly, did you see the C-SPAN and the CNN, or what did you see, Sam?
Yeah, I was listening to the C-SPAN version, and actually they're showing the CNN version right now, CNN, but they keep on cutting it out. It's like they're not showing the main part that was on C-SPAN. It's like,
well, the Washington Post even had to admit 3 years ago that the Pentagon runs CNN.
Yeah.
The supposed liberal channel.
Yeah,
so, that's very interesting. You know, Gore Vidal one time live goes, this is the first time I've been in a network and been here where there weren't troops in suits telling me what I can and can't say, you know, lieutenant generals and telling me what I can do and what I can't say. That's our freedom. It's not liberal or conservative, folks. It's a new world order giving you two different flavors. So describe what you saw, what you heard.
Well, Mayor Giuliani was actually speaking, and a young lady and young man, a lot of people started screaming and yelling different facts, information. When they stopped yelling, this is the first incident, when they first stopped yelling, Mayor Giuliani said, yeah, these people, a lot of people are upset, and of course anybody will be upset over what happened on 9/11, and he blamed, he said, we need to be looking at the terrorists, not questioning all these other people, including himself. So basically he tried to put the blame back again on the so-called invisible terrorists, while these people are getting away with, you know, murder and setting up the whole thing. So it's, I mean, it's just, it's clearly, they even showing bits and pieces on CNN, but if you happen to catch it on C-SPAN, that's the original feed on C-SPAN.
Now, only if somebody got that live, ask all your friends, find out, folks, I need that video. So what type of facts were they yelling out?
Well, they were talking about Building 7, number one, and then they were talking about why weren't planes flying overhead, like you said, and then those are the main parts I heard. A lot of it, a lot of people were yelling at the same time, and then the people on stage were trying to cut in at the same time. It was a lot of pandemonium.
And there's nothing they can do. More of us have to tell the truth. I mean, I go on mainstream radio shows where the host is attacking me, and most of the callers calling agreeing. I mean, they're in trouble. We know what you did. You're not going to get away with it.
Yes, it's a mess. I just wanted to say one more thing. Here in the local news media in North Carolina, they were covering how they interviewed after when the abuse of the Iraqi so-called prisoners came out. They went down to Fort Bragg and interviewed some of the prisoners. I mean, some of the soldiers.
Well, they're prisoners of the system, too. Let's call them prisoners.
Yeah, it was very interesting to see some of the reactions of the people and how brainwashed some people in the military really are and how they were promoting the abuse and saying, you know, these are evil people, even though, like you said, the
Saddam is evil. He tortured people, so now we're going to torture them.
Exactly what they were saying. They were saying, hey, these people are evil. They're doing all this stuff to us, so we don't care what we do to them, this and that. I was just shaking my head in anger. And I was
believe me, those military officers they had on TV don't just get on. I've seen it myself. Don't just get on TV and just say what they think. They're saying this because it's all out in the open. Rumsfeld said torture was good years ago. This was all ordered. It's now admitted. And I guess, you know, they're just having fun blowing off some steam, raping women, beating people to death.
Yes, it's a real tragedy what's going on.
And, hey, Delta Force comes back, one unit, and kills four of their wives. I mean, I guess they're with Al-Qaeda, too, like according to their husbands. Yeah, just, you know, killing your own family is a good thing now, too.
Yeah, it's really something else. People just need to wake up and inform. Everybody needs to tell someone so they can go tell somebody else. Buy your videos to help inform other people. Take them to their schools, colleges, universities.
Do you see people waking up in your circle of friends?
Yeah, I show the videos at my apartment, actually. I call people up. I've gotten, actually, people to listen to your radio program in my classes in my university. I try to – the professors are real informed. There's a couple of professors that, you know, that the average Joes think everything's a conspiracy, but it's a couple that I can actually go and talk to and we'll have little groups and talk to the students during class, after class. And then, you have the people, the students, that are not informed and just so mainstream, they'll shake their head and ask, you know, what are you talking about, this and that. So, I mean, it's real a mess. People need to wake up, see what's really going on.
Well, my friend, you know, we're brothers in this fight together, and God bless you, and people like you are going to save this country. It's all in your hands, Sam.
All right.
God bless you. Take care. I want you to redouble your efforts. Good job. Trying to save lives here, folks. If we don't get the word out now who's behind this, it's over. We go to the next level. And then it just goes downhill from there. William in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I was talking with some of my friends in the enemy combatant community here in Austin, and I was wondering if you could weigh in on a debate we've been having. I've been saying that the reason why global tyranny hasn't manifested itself before now is that they're not through conducting all the genocide and foreign wars that they want to have before we all become a happy global village, and it's there's no excuse for us to kill one another.
Well, look, they're already merging. They're already merging the Pan American Union with the EU. People don't even know we're already in the Pan American Union publicly. They're just getting ready for the currency now in the next 3 years. People don't even know the basic facts. We're already in the New World Order. It's what degree? It's like you're in the hot tub, but how hot is it? Is it 100 degrees or 110 degrees? Or is it 150 degrees? You know, no, it's about 110 right now, and it's getting, you were sweating, and the mercury's rising, and the main genocide is through the vaccines going on. They've been caught Africa, Asia, Latin America, in America. the stuff in these vaccines to dumb us down, to sterilize us. I mean, they've been caught. It's public. So, go ahead.
So what do you think the next big excuse for mass genocide is going to be once we're all loving one another in the big global village?
Well, there's going to be evil Christian terrorists who refuse to take the chip. They're going to be working with the evil Muslims who refuse to take the chip, and there'll be lots of nerve gassing and bio-attacking, and then anybody who's against the chip or against showing their ID card to buy and sell is obviously with the group and will have to be arrested and sent to a labor camp because the country would have been hit so hard. Let these people that, you know, that held back the Patriot Act that would have kept us safe, let them pay their debt to society for not doing their job, and we've got a new national draft for everyone to serve, and all the petty power control freaks with uniforms and MP5s, and it's just a surging torrent of evil. 10 million police instead of 700,000. Tattletales everywhere. The whole economy shifted into prisons.
So domestic insurgency is the next great punishable crime, you know.
And they're going to do stuff like kill troops that are fighting, quote, insurgency, groups of Christians hiding in the hills, and then they'll send in Spetsnaz to kill them, and you know, oh, the right-wingers attacked our troops, and the troops will start torturing the Christians because, you know, we deserve it, and it's just, it'll be a lot of fun. And then, the Christian leaders will be on TV saying, we're devil worshippers, we deserve it, the great leader, Jesus has come back, he's our world leader. I mean, they're actually getting ready for all of this.
Fantastic. I can't wait. Well, keep on keeping on, Alex.
All right. Fantastic. You can't wait. Wow. Boy, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's talk to Jonathan in Georgia. Jonathan, go ahead.
Alex, last night I was listening to AM radio around 10 o'clock, and I heard something extremely disturbing. They were replaying Monday's Coast to Coast with George Norrie, see?
Yes.
And he had Dr. Stan, you know, Brotherhood of Darkness, Dr. Stan.
That is wonderful. He had Dr. Stan on.
Yeah.
How long was Dr. Stan on?
The entirety of the show.
Four hours?
Huh? I think he was on the entire show, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful news.
Well, what happened when I was listening wasn't so wonderful. Dr. Stan was talking about the secret societies and stuff and things he had mentioned in Brotherhood of Darkness. And then all of a sudden, the signal gets drowned out by this public service announcement from the Public Defense Administration or something, of all people, saying that this is a record. It was going on simultaneously with the radio show, so you could still hear some of George and Dr. Stan. But the thing was, you say we should. This is a recording from the Public Defense Administration. We should stay united and not succumb to some. Blah, blah.
Well, in 1997, here locally at KJFK FM, they put in a FEMA control box called an EAS. And no longer does the station switch the emergency channel, they just take over. No longer do you hear, this is an emergency test. Ooh. What you hear is, let me finish. Then they claim it's the Amber Alert, but now they're being used to report illegal guns, report drugs. They're now cutting in. Now they're telling the broadcasters, we may take up to an hour a week for little announcements, we're just going to randomly insert. And then, yeah, when they want to, they just randomly insert it. What station was this you were listening to?
This was Atlanta's WGST.
WGST.
It's Rush Limbaugh's affiliate in Atlanta.
And so it was the Public Defense Group, hmm?
Yeah, and they were saying we should stay united and not be divided or something like that. And it was going, I could hear their voice, and I could hear George and Dr. Stan doing their thing at the same time. And I almost thought the signals had gotten crossed, as so happens with AM radio at night.
Yeah, I'm sure it was just an accident. It was
crystal clear. That was the thing that
got me. I'm sarcastic, sir. Just like C-SPAN pulled the feed this morning, it's all no big deal.
I know, and that's what got me, is that it's so crystal clear that it couldn't have been just a random sunspot thing or something. And that's what really got me. As soon as George asked about Bilderberg, I think that's when that was the second that it happened. What it's done, yeah.
Very interesting. I appreciate that call. I'll try to let George Norrie know about that, and Dr. Monteith, thank you. We'll break, come back, go to more of your calls at 800-259-9231. Steve, Marcello, others, your calls are up next, 1-800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. and prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these quick, important messages. But more calls, and then I'll dive into some executive order news and the summer of terror the FBI is talking about.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. It may just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
I just love our callers. We have the best callers out there, the most informed, taking us in all these important different directions, giving us a big picture. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I spoke with you once before. What you're saying earlier is true about the one world leader. Is it says that in the book of Daniel and Revelations that will set himself up as Messiah and compel the entire world to worship him. And there'll be that number system, what, you know, you were saying, the chip.
Can neither buy nor sell, yeah.
Right, it'll be like a barcode mark, not necessarily visible to the naked eye, but it'll be there, and they'll have like a Venn or you know, some type of number up above for identification purposes to be scanned, like when you go into a store, you put your
right hand. They don't have to have any number there. It's a human number. It's an implanted number. It's your number.
Right.
And it's an RFID chip.
Yes.
Radio frequency identification system.
Right, exactly. They already have the chips where they
yes, I've been talking about it ever since I got on the air, and we've had the CEOs of the companies on, and I reported on all of it, yes.
Right, and the chips, they put in merchandise that if you don't get it scanned, you take it outside, they know you stole it immediately.
No, that's RFID. It tracks
RFID.
You to your home and what you do with it. And...
Right. And one thing, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know there's other callers, but a lot of these preachers are going around saying, we shouldn't be looking for Antichrist, we should be looking for Jesus Christ. But what they don't realize is Antichrist must come first.
Oh, they realize it, and they love it, and they say the chip isn't bad. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Forced abortion and infanticide in China is doing what it has to do. The Patriot Act's good. George Bush is anointed, yeah, but who anointed him? Let's go ahead and talk to Marcello in Canada. Marcello, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. The International Citizens Inquiry into 9/11 is going to be coming to our city here in Toronto next week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The thing about it is I listen to your program almost every day, and I've never heard you really mention it, or at least maybe I missed it. I was just wondering, you know, what opinions you had about it.
Well, I think there's a lot of good people and good groups out there exposing 9/11, and I support it.
Oh, great. Terrific. Oh, yeah, there was something else on my mind.
Want to call back with it, or?
I'm just blanking out at the moment.
All right. Well, what do you think about all the talk of martial law to keep us safe, and it'll be the summer of terror, give all your freedoms up?
Well, I think it's very scary. You know, the way they're just coming out with it more, out in the open, and still...
Well, they have to if they're going to implement it.
Yeah. But I find the majority of people are still pretty clued out. I hope that people will come around.
Well, it doesn't take a majority to stand up against evil. It takes a highly motivated minority, and that minority is swelling. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
I just remembered.
Okay.
I was just curious... what do you think of the idea of having Michael Moore on the show, on your show, and having it out with him?
We would like to have Mr. Moore on. We've tried to get him on in the past. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Florida. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
All right, man. Well, look here. I tried to call you yesterday, and you know, you was talking about these mock terror drills. Well, about a week or so ago, we had two here in Jacksonville, Florida. That's where I live at. And we're sitting there, you know, they had one at Mayport Naval Base out there at the Naval Base. It was a mock terrorist were taking over this Coast Guard cutter ship. Okay, and then we had another one at Jacksonville International Airport where terrorists had bombed a plane and the plane crashed and they had it was all flames and it was all real. And you're right about this, you know, about rounding people up in stadiums. We've had that down here, too. They've rounded them up and made a mock terrorist biological weapons attack, and they had fire trucks out there, and it was decontaminating people, putting them in the sports stadium. And like I said, man, it's kind of crazy down here.
Well, it's going on everywhere, sir.
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't tell you it was a drill until a day later.
Yeah.
That's
well,
to create the psychological fear in this. In this society of spectators, people can't differentiate between a drill and reality, and it creates the subconscious fear and adds a tangible realness to it.
Well, Alex, we've had, man, there have been so many mock terrorist attacks that we've had Marines propelling out of helicopters, 500 Marines propelling out of helicopters in downtown Jacksonville, landing on motel roofs, blowing the doors off, having mock gun battles in the street. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
And then
right
if you
there.
Call into Rush Limbaugh, he says it doesn't exist. You're crazy when it's in your newspaper.
Yeah, and that's another one. You know, every now and then, I'm about like you, Alex. Every now and then, I turn when I'm in my truck or going to work or going to try to find a job.
Tell you what, stay there.
Yes, sir.
Stay there. We'll let you finish up, Tim. Then John and Gary and many others, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, and I will get into some of these executive orders and other news, too, after a few more calls. Then we've got Big Jim Tucker joining us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Let's take about four or five more calls, then I'm going to get into some of these executive orders and police state news and what's happening with the oil prices, the gas prices. As well, we got Jim Tucker, the expert on the Bilderberg Group, always major developments when he joins us, covering the inside info he's got on their agenda this year and his attempted infiltration coming up here in a few weeks in Europe. So that's coming up in the next hour, so stay with us for that. Let's go ahead and go back to Tim in Florida. Tim was talking about all these urban warfare training drills. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, Alex, like I said, and one other thing, you know, the G8 summit's coming up in Sea Isle, right up the road from where I live at. You know, it's right up there, right outside of Jekyll Island. And the newscaster yesterday morning said it, you know, it was so heartbreaking to hear this guy say this. He says, well, there won't be no protesters allowed. They'll all be banned. I mean, he just smiled and chuckled when he said it. I mean, like, oh, well, you know, no First Amendment. We don't, you know, you can't protest. But I tell you what, me being living in a military city, and this is a military city, a lot of these military boys around here are good, solid-earth people. We got Marines, Navy, Army all around here, and a lot of them are not happy with what's have a lot of friends in the military. I had family in there. And, you know, I had a nephew tell me, just, you know, said, man, I'm getting out of this stuff. And he got out because they was wanting him to do psycho, be on the psycho squads like you're talking about. So, and he got out. So, but that being said, Alex, I'm standing with you, man, and I'm not giving up, and I will refuse to be tracked, traced, categorized, or classified as anything other than a human being with free will given to me by God in heaven. And I will not be tracked and traced by these scum that want to enslave us. So with that, Alex, I'll let you go, and you have a good one, and don't worry, brother, you ain't alone. We're out here.
I hear you, brother. Take care. Oh, I can't say any better than him. Problem is they're building a whole infrastructure where you can't help but be tracked and traced. We need to discuss this. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air globally. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Before I get to my main point, I just want to say that I agree with you. When I listen to people that say that they don't believe that this government would perpetrate this kind of terrorism against its own people, they don't want to hear the evidence. They don't want to hear any kind of documentation. They say, I don't want to believe it. I just prefer not to believe it. And if you give them that kind of a blank check to say that these characters can perpetrate big crimes because they know in advance that these people are going to put a limit or a ceiling on what they're willing to consider that they're capable of, that's giving them a free pass to commit the really horrible and genocidal crimes that they're really capable of. But I just want to mention also a example where I got censored on C-SPAN. When I was forwarding cable a few years ago, I called in and I made a comment on their Washington Journal portion. And then when they had their repeat a few hours later, they carefully excised and censored my call. And what I had called about was the fact that I had read in WSWS.org, by the way, it's a leftist outlet, but they pointed out, and this was even admitted by Boutros Ghali, the former Secretary General of United Nations, that he was totally against the bipartisan attack on Yugoslavia, and Kofi Annan took advantage of his absence the day that the United States wanted to push through the resolution. And Kofi Annan bought and bribed his way to the Secretary Generalship by...
Well, which has now come out, but since you bring that up, and he was the murder master in Rwanda, but Annan was... But since you bring that up, this is a very important point, concerning the United Nations and all the things that they're doing. When they went into Serbia, and this is admitted, the Senate's own report, 1999, the year after the event, when they went in there, those were not mass graves. There were piles of manure.
Right.
The mass graves, Senator Inhofe even admitted, he went to the mass graves. It was dead Serb children and women. And they used Osama bin Laden under CIA control in Albania with weapons to Iran shipped to him by the U.S. to attack and blow up Serb school buses. So it's like hitting a hornet's nest to get them to attack them. Then they said, oh, look, they're ethnic cleansing. Let's go in and attack them. And that was the pretext to take a third of their country that had all the key resources, including uranium, which they weren't about to let them have. And so here's bin Laden again, the fire starter, the crisis creator, and working for the globalists publicly. Go ahead.
Yes, and that's another important point, that this connection to al-Qaeda didn't end in the 80s. It continued all the way through the 90s with the United States CIA was using him at that time.
Well, that's why Clinton said to three countries, I don't want the documents on al-Qaeda. And by the way, I'm going to cruise missile you if you don't shut up. Here, have a few cruise missiles. That's why Bush said we don't want him arrested when the Taliban offered to do it. The head Taliban religious leader called the White House, called, sent documents, gave it to ambassadors, and said, look, al-Qaeda's about to attack you, blah, blah, blah. And he stayed waiting for the West, and he's the only high-level Taliban in custody, the guy that warned us.
Yes, and the Republicans helped Clinton cover this up because they totally agreed with him. While they were beating us over the head over a private Monica Lewinsky matter over all those years, they helped cover up their own Republican policy group investigation.
Well, yeah, they couldn't go after Clinton for missiles and reactors because Rumsfeld and Bush and all the rest of them were the ones selling it. Clinton was signing off on it.
Well, I mean, it's just the
But see, here's the problem. The stupid Democrats wouldn't listen to me at the time. Because Bill Clinton couldn't do any wrong, because they'd invested in Bill Clinton. He was their leader. They felt powerful through him. Same thing with Bush supporters.
Well, exactly. If you're in the Democrat-Republican bag, trick bag, you're not going to see it. But some on the left, like myself and other socialists, do see this and don't put any hope in the pawn of the military-industrial complex, the UN.
But the military-industrial complex wrote up the socialist ideals to con the serfs back into slavery. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, John. Let's talk to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Let's see now. I don't know what I'm going to say. I was watching Tom Brokaw last night, and they were checking out this stuff was causing autism, and they brought up the mercury. And they stopped using that stuff 2 years ago.
That's a total lie.
No.
They took it out of about 60% of the vaccine, CDC's own numbers, but then quadrupled upon quadrupled the amount in the flu and in the MMR shot.
Yeah.
And I got the Associated Press, Reuters on that, and the CDC said it's brain damage millions. I wouldn't give it to my own granddaughter. We've got to cover it up and continue it.
Also, they said they used that as a preservative.
Yeah, that's what the thimerosal does.
And if they, which they're going to do about the draft, if you get drafted, are you going to go?
No, I'm not going to serve the New World Order.
I don't blame you.
And I don't have a rich CIA director daddy who can let me run off and go AWOL for 2 years from the Texas National Guard.
I hear you.
But I sure won't be in Russia waving a red flag and burning American flags like Clinton. Thanks for the call.
But
nope, I would not serve, if they said we're having a draft to go, load black people on ships and bring them here, I wouldn't do it. The government is not my God. I'm not their slave. It's indentured servitude. It's a fraud. Your daughters are going to be going now. Let's go at, so they can, I guess, have sex parties in front of the Iraqis. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. Steve, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Am I coming in clearly?
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I'll start with, you may know I have Gulf War illness from the Gulf War 14 years ago with all the symptoms. And yesterday I was speaking with a professing Christian, and I offered him an article by Major Doug Roeke. You had him on your show some time back.
The man who literally wrote the book on depleted uranium.
Absolutely, and I am poisoned by depleted uranium and probably sarin gas also. Most of the men from my SEAL team I was with are now dead, as well as tens of thousands of others. I was trying to tell this individual that thousands of us are dead and what they're doing to the country and the men right now with the depleted uranium that is still there. The individual refused to read the article, wouldn't even let me put it in his hands, and he's trying to start an argument with me and accuse me of being against the government, and I get weary sometimes about these fake Christians living for their bellies. They won't even listen to the truth of what is happening to the country that I love. To this day, I love my country.
Well, sir, you with the SEAL team, that takes amazing courage and dedication and focus. Weak-minded people, it takes more courage to go against the dumbbells, and studies show this, than to even have physical courage. So weak-minded people are masters of blocking out the facts. I said years ago that Bush could cut children's heads off on the White House lawn and barbecue them, mm-hmm. and that people would make excuses, and now raping children, raping women, beating people to death, and they say it's good. So there you go.
I agree with you in part about it being a strong character and courage, but I give all that to the Lord Jesus Christ now, and he's the one that gave it to me a long time ago. I would just tell your listeners, if any of them are watching TV, either turn it off or very much regulate it. Read your Bible every day. Stop drinking fluoride water. And bottom line, ask God for wisdom through Jesus Christ, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. And I want to tell you, Alex, that this family and this house, we pray for you every night.
Well, I need it. That's the only reason I'm still alive.
That's right, and God bless you.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and go to the more callers. Let's talk to Steve in Missouri. Steve, go ahead. Steve hung up. We'll go to Matt in Texas. Matt, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes.
Hey, I was watching that stuff on TV, the 9/11 Commission, this morning. I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you really opened me up to the lies and the deception that's going on. This morning, there was a woman in the crowd there behind the panel or in front of the panel.
And they jumped up and said, why'd you order the planes to stand down? Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane. And then C-SPAN cut the tape.
Well, this was on Fox News.
Oh, they even played it.
Yeah, it was happening live. So they, you know, they tried to cut away as soon as they could. There was a woman sitting there with a sign that just said fiction on it. And she was yelling about the transmissions going on, like you were talking about, the transmissions that are now under national security.
The firefighter tapes. First they said they all malfunctioned. Then it came out that it was national security. Now they're blaming the firefighters. Well, how dare you, scum?
They're spinning it on the news that it was just something. She was just talking about communications breakdowns and stuff. And then Giuliani got on TV after he was in front of the panel and said that they were going to, he wanted to get some designated frequency on the radio that they could use, and it just seems like he was trying to cover it, you know, cover his himself.
Yeah, no, they said that all the firefighters in one tower, their radios magically malfunctioned, and it came out in New York Daily News that is not true. They declared national security, and some of the transcripts got released, and it was firefighters going, did you see the bombs? Yeah, I saw the bombs. I saw them going off.
Yeah.
And we have firefighters being interviewed after it happened, saying the same thing on the website. We have the video clips.
Yeah, it's all a big scam. Also, this morning, Tony Blair was assaulted in Parliament.
Yeah, with purple paint.
Yeah, and that's
and so now they can't let people into the House of Commons.
It's pretty convenient if they're talking about, you know, prisoner torture and stuff for them to just close it down like they did the anthrax here or the Patriot Act. It's getting way out of hand.
Well, I mean, these criminals aren't going to stop until we stop them.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell everybody. People think I'm nuts. You know, I try to tell them the truth. I try to show them documents. I even got on the radio here in Austin on the cooperative channel, and we were on there with this lady who's in the Democratic Party here, Jackie Carlisle, and she calls you crazy. I was sitting there talking about, which I know is slander, I was sitting there talking about the chemical biological tests that this government's carried out on its own country.
All admitted, all public.
Yeah, and then the guy comes in and tells her that she can't say stuff like that about people because it's slander and be careful about what you say. But he didn't say a word to me because he knew I had the documents right there to back up what I said.
Yeah, that's the little local university/co-op channel, and there's even censorship. See, they're desperate. Look. They don't want the truth out. They're going to fail. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
These calls are all great. Let's just talk to John in New York. John, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I have one thing to say, and it's a big thing. I just got turned on your show about 4 or 5 months ago, and I've been into it heavy duty ever since. But my question is this. And, you know, most of the people that call the show are every ordinary, everyday people. You know, living and working and all this stuff. My question is, where are all the big guys? Where is all the whistleblowers? Where's all the guys that are on the outskirts of this thing and not in the inner circle?
Well, sir,
the
ones have,
that, I mean, what does it take to call an 800 number on a payphone?
They're cowards.
Give some kind of information. Drop some kind of information that could be followed up on.
Well, sir, there have been hundreds of whistleblowers
really?
On 9/11. And that just gets swept under the rug and not focused on. Instead, the last episode of Cheers the last episode of Friends, the last episode of Frasier is the big news item.
But what about like the chemtrails and stuff going on for years? Where are the guys dumping this stuff? I mean, they got to be donkeys. I mean, they're not the big guys flying those whatever they're doing.
Well, they say
who
it's
are the
mixed,
guys that are flying
it's
these
mixed
planes?
Directly into the fuel. Thanks for the call. It's mixed directly into the fuel. And now, you know, NASA admits the Earth's 20% darker, something is going on. You know, the Time magazine comes out and says, oh, we're teaching the public school children that the trails form very low now, and this is a good thing, and just this is completely normal. We're changing your climate. It's all for your own good. You know, we have to change things for our comfort. Before we end this segment, I'll come back and get into some executive orders and then get Jim Tucker on about the Bilderberg Group. Before I do that, look, it's time for you to get involved in the fight. Tell people about this radio broadcast. Email your email list. Put it on your website. Call your neighbors. Call the local station picking us up and tell them thank you for picking up the show. Whether you listen AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite. Get my videos. I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry books on tape, on CD, other great videos, just amazing information. Peruse the secure online shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and sign up today at PrisonPlanet.tv for our weekly and daily reports. Support what we're doing. Spread the word. You need to move. You can't be stopped if you move. Okay? They can keep saying the world's flat all day. We know it's round. Just keep saying it's round, and we will prevail over the flat earthers. So go to InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get my videos. Don't wait. Big discounts when you get three or more. 1-888-253-3139. We do need your support as well. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that you do nothing. Take action. Defend now. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Where will you be tomorrow? What's your greatest asset? Is it your time, your money, or your life? In the current situation, you're about to lose all three. Your time is no longer yours anymore. Your money, under the terms of the Patriot Act, have been passed, will no longer belong to you once the next attack happens. Your life, under the then-pending martial law administration by FEMA, will hang by the thinnest of threads, depending on where you are when the order is given. What exactly is FEMA in terms of its powers once it is activated? Executive Order 11921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in the U.S. financial institutions in any undefined national emergency. It also provides that when a state of emergency is declared by the President, Congress cannot review the action for 6 months. That has all been arranged for you by paid-off government officials who just took the money and looked the other way whenever it came to what would become of you and me. Once the next 9/11 happens, the nation will be put on condition red, and then we'll have Patriot 2 by executive order. This will unleash FEMA to do what it was designed to do, which is to round us all up, strip us of anything anyone in the government might want, and throw the rest of us away. This will be courtesy of the secretive black ops shadow government known as FEMA, that rising curse that gives shape to all the nightmares that Bush wants for each and every one of us. The terrifying New World Order will exceed all natural bonds and will even surpass our innate wish to remain a viable, free, and prosperous society. This will make Orwell's 1984 look like a fairy tale, the author writes. All of the above was what 9/11 was really about. September 11, 2001 was the trigger that began a national and international reign of fear and paranoia. Using the new terror of an unknown and much feared enemy, the public in America was easily led into the attack upon Afghanistan. The place that had been at war for many years already was held up to the world as the terrorist haven for Islamic outlaws. But on killing Americans, if so, they were outlaws trained, equipped, and financed by the CIA, having been created by the agency to resist the Russians several years before. The flags were flying high, the bloodlust was pumping, and no one questioned how a bunch of ragtag bandits inside a network of caves could have pulled off the events of 9/11 without help of the American insiders. Most also failed to notice the newly developing but landlocked oil fields that surrounded Afghanistan. The oil from the fields needed to get to the sea and would have to pass directly through Afghanistan. U.S. military bases have been established before the war north of Afghanistan in preparation for the attack we've been planning to carry out before September 11th. Yet this was not mentioned or discussed by the media because it was the true point for what we went into the war, into the country to do. And PNAC said that we need helpful terror attacks for imperial mobilization. We need helpful attacks like Pearl Harbor. It's going to be a 100-year war. Race-specific bioweapons need to be used, Dick Cheney said. And these are insane statements, but right out in plain view, and now they're on the nightly news saying every child needs a microchip. Every cop needs a microchip. Oh, we need to surveil you. We need to scan your face. We need you to walk through this scanner that gives a naked image of your body that's recorded onto a computer. We need to torture people. We need to... On and on and on it went. Wickedness piled upon wickedness upon evil. And the television degrades the family, breaks down the society into a bunch of swarmy, giggling, neocon, yuppie liberals thinking it's all a big fat joke, and that the health club memberships and Corvettes and will never end. Well, it is coming to an end, you fools. The globalists have stated they're going to take everything you've got and you're going to thank them for it. And in your scramble to maintain your perch in life, you'll do whatever they say. You'll laugh as your neighbors are drug away until it's you. Until some local viceroy wants your business or your wife. And then you'll find out how serious it is. Or until your son comes back with his arms and legs blown off for one of these staged wars. And then you'll cry, and then you'll join us. You'll join us too late. You'll join us in the camps, and oh, how you'll burn, wishing you'd done something, you idiots.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas, or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.